By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wal-Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Today I'm excited, mashallah, it's an exciting topic, a topic I love, alhamdulillahi azzurillah, really. I have a lot of love, especially for, you know, the individuals. So today's a plural. The individuals we shall be speaking about, inshallah, azzawajal. I believe you, Zumadhan, inshallah, each and every single day we begin our morning by listening to the tilawat of the glorious Quran as well as the translation. So let's, inshallah, listen to the Al-Quran Al-Kareem, and please do make good intentions, because the more good intentions you make, the more reward you shall gain. And remember, our actions are based upon our intentions. And many of you was, please do remember that whilst the Al-Quran Al-Kareem is being recited, then it is our duty to give our full attention to the recitation of the glorious Quran. Let's begin this beautiful morning. And alhamdulillah, the chapter we are on is Surah Al-Kahf. And we said Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked a few questions. One was Yas'alunaka 'anil ruh. One was about the soul. Another, my dear viewers of Madani channel, was about Ashab Al-Kahf, the people of the cave. And the third is about such an individual who traveled the east, the west, he traveled the entire world. This is another question Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about. This is the story. I'm not sure if it's completed, but this is the part we are on within the chapter number 18, Surah Al-Kahf. Alhamdulillah, this is the chapter that we are on. Let's listen to the tilawat of the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi وعلى آله وسلم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
میں اللہ تعالی کی پناہ میں آتا ہوں شیطان مردود سے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم.
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا.
ثم اتبع سببا.
پھر ایک سامان کے پیچھے چلا.
اذا بلغ مطلع الشمس وجدها تطلع على قوم لم نجعل لهم من دونها سترا كذلك وقد احطنا بما لديه خبرا.
یہاں تک کہ جب سورج نکلنے کی جگہ پہنچا اسے ایسی قوم پر نکلتا پایا جن کے لیے ہم نے سورج سے کوئی آڑ نہیں رکھی, بات یہی ہے اور جو کچھ اس کے پاس تھا سب کو ہمارا علم محیط ہے.
ثم اتبع سببا
پھر ایک سامان کے پیچھے چلا.
حتی اذا بلغ بین السدین وجد من دونهما قوما لا یکادون یفقهون قولا.
یہاں تک کہ جب دو پہاڑوں کے بیچ پہنچا ان سے ادھر کچھ ایسے لوگ پائے کہ کوئی بات سمجھتے معلوم نہ ہوتے تھے.
قالوا یا ذا القرنین ان یأجوج ومأجوج مفسدون فی الارض فہل نجعل لک خرجا علی ان تجعل بیننا وبینہم سدا.
انہوں نے کہا اے ذوالقرنین, بے شک یاجوج و ماجوج زمین میں فساد مچاتے ہیں, تو کیا ہم آپ کے لیے کچھ مال مقرر کر دیں اس پر کہ آپ ہم میں اور ان میں ایک دیوار بنا دیں۔
قال ما مکنی فیہ ربی خیر فاعینونی بقوة اجعل بینکم وبینہم ردما۔
کہا وہ جس پر مجھے میرے رب نے قابو دیا ہے بہتر ہے، تم میری مدد طاقت سے کرو، میں تم میں اور ان میں ایک مضبوط آڑ بنا دوں۔
آتونی زبر الحدید،
میرے پاس لوہے کے تختے لاؤ۔
حتی اذا ساوا بین الصدفین قال انفخوا،
یہاں تک کہ وہ جب دیوار دونوں پہاڑوں کے کناروں سے برابر کر دی، کہا دھونکو۔
حتی اذا جعله نارا قال آتونی افرغ علیہ قطرا،
یہاں تک کہ جب اسے آگ کر دیا، کہا لاؤ میں اس پر گلا ہوا تانبا اونڈیل دوں۔
فما استطاعوا ان یظہروا وما استطاعوا له نقبا،
تو یاجوج و ماجوج اس پر نہ چڑھ سکے اور نہ اس میں سوراخ کر سکے۔
قال هذا رحمة من ربي فإذا جاء وعد ربي جعله دكاء وكان وعد ربي حقا۔
کہا یہ میرے رب کی رحمت ہے، پھر جب میرے رب کا وعدہ آئے گا اسے پاش پاش کر دے گا، اور میرے رب کا وعدہ سچا ہے۔
وَتَرَكْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَمُوجُ فِي بَعْضٍ وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَجَمَعْنَاهُمْ جَمْعًا،
اور اس دن ہم انہیں چھوڑ دیں گے کہ ان کا ایک گروہ دوسرے پر ریلا دے گا اور سور پھونکا جائے گا، تو ہم ان سب کو اکٹھا کر لائیں گے۔
وَعَرَضْنَا جَهَنَّمَ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِّلْكَافِرِينَ عَرْضًا،
اور ہم اس دن جہنم کافروں کے سامنے لائیں گے۔
الَّذِينَ كَانَتْ أَعْيُنُهُمْ فِي غِطَاءٍ عَن ذِكْرِي وَكَانُوا لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ سَمْعًا،
وہ جن کی آنکھوں پر میری یاد سے پردہ پڑا تھا اور حق بات سن نہ سکتے تھے۔
صدق اللہ العظیم۔
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم۔ ماشاء اللہ، that was the تلاوت سورۃ الکہف، the تلاوت of the glorious Quran، الحمدللہ عز وجل، the 18th chapter in the mid Quran al-Kareem، the 15th part in the mid al-Quran al-Kareem. We find the chapter of Hazrat al-Dhulqarnain. It stated that there have been four rulers of the entire world, those who have ruled over the entire world, two Muslims, two non-Muslims. The two Muslims who stated, one was Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, and the second Hazrat al-Dhulqarnain radhiyallahu an. Remember Hazrat al-Dhulqarnain radhiyallahu an, Hazrat Ali radhiyallahu an was asked, Was he an angel? Was he a prophet of Allah? Hazrat Ali radhiyallahu anhu says, no, he was not an angel, nor was he a prophet, but rather he was a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said he was granted many miracles. He did not. As for when his time was, some state, it was during the time of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He even performed the tawaf along with Hazrat Ibrahim, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, and Hazrat Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam, that great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who we heard about, the story of Hazrat Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam, the story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. It said that Hazrat Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam also was an advisor for Hazrat Dhulqarnain radhiyallahu anhu. So mashallah, there are quite a few things. As for when his time was, some even state that it was during the time of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and Hazrat Dhulqarnain radhiyallahu anhu was a pious slave servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was a little about Hazrat Dhulqarnain and the story we've heard, inshallah azzadil. One day we shall mention hopefully the entire story in more detail. Nevertheless, some of you may have realized, I'm not sure if you did, that's a papaya, my dear. It was a reminder that we must, or we should try to regularly eat our fruits, eat our five a day, inshallah azza wa jal. My dear viewers of the day channel, we have listened to the tilawat of the glorious Quran. Let's move on to the Naad Sharif of the greatest of all mankind, the peace of our hearts and our minds, the most generous and kind, the last and final Prophet and Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. And dear viewers, inshallah, today we shall be listening to the Qasida Burda Sharif, inshallah, azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam.
مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
Oh my master, descend peace and blessings countlessly, eternally, upon your beloved, the best of creation.
Muhammadun Sayyidul Kawnaini wa Thaqalaini. Muhammadun Sayyidul Kawnaini wa Thaqalaini wal Fari. Qaini min Urubin wa min Ajami.
آپ ہیں حضرت محمد سرور ہر دو سرا آپ ہیں حضرت محمد سرور ہر دو سرا آپ ہیں عرب و عجم جن و بشر کے پیشوا آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام
Muhammad is the leader of both worlds, both creations.
Muhammad is the leader of both worlds, both creations.
And even both groups, Arabs and Ajam.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib. بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم
آپ ہیں محبوب حق اور شافع روز جزا آپ ہیں محبوب حق اور شافع روز جزا ناگہانی آفتوں میں آپ کا ہے آسرا آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام
He is the beloved whose intercession is hoped.
He is the beloved whose intercession is hoped
for in every sudden calamity.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib. بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به سواك عند حلول الحديث العمامي
اکرم المخلوق مانگو اور میں کس سے پناہ اکرم المخلوق مانگو اور میں کس سے پناہ حادثات عام میں ہیں آپ میری تکیہ گاہ آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام.
O most noble of creation, I've learned to seek refuge. O most noble of creation, I've learned to seek refuge in other than you when universal calamities descend.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib بيك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها ومن علومك علم اللوح والقلم.
بے شبہ دونوں جہاں ہے آپ کا جود و کرم. بے شبہ دونوں جہاں ہے آپ کا جود و کرم. آپ کے کل علم کا ایک جزو ہے لوح و قلم. آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام.
So indeed the world and the hereafter from your grace. So indeed the world and the hereafter are from your grace.
And part of your knowledge is the knowledge of the preserved tablet and the pen.
Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim. Mawlaya salli وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم.
اے خدا دیتا ہوں تجھ کو مصطفیٰ کا واسطہ. اے خدا دیتا ہوں تجھ کو مصطفیٰ کا واسطہ. پورے فرما سب مقاصد بخش دے میرے گناہ. آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام.
Oh my Rabb, by the chosen one fulfill our wishes. Oh my Rabb, by the chosen one fulfill our wishes.
And forgive us for what has passed.
Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib بيك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. إن شاء الله ما شاء الله. You are watching Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah عز وجل. Now, today's topic, mashallah عز وجل, a beautiful one. Remember, the greatest of all creation, greatest of the entire creation, there is the creator of all the worlds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the rest is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We, the humans, the jinns, all of the animals, insects, creatures, whatever they may be, all of the trees, all of the living things, all those things which grow, all objects, the planets, the stars, whatever they may be. This is all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heavens, Jannah, Jahannam, everything else has all been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, the humans, my dear viewers of Madin Shah, are the greatest of creation. The human beings, this is, they are the greatest of all creation. And from amongst the humans, my dear viewers, the greatest of them all is the last and final Prophet and Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest of all creation. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam, the greatest of all mankind. Now the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the last and final of all of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the prophets and messengers. And Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was the first, that is the first, meaning the first to be created in human form. Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And we have had approximately 124,000 prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Approximately, that is 124,000 prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah, the greatest of them all. Subhanallah. Many, yes, no doubt. Every prophet is great, no doubt about it. And there are some who are greater than others. Now, so many prophets means with, you know, each, or not exactly, not always each, because you see, sometimes a prophet came to a nation. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is unique to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came to the entire world, to all of the worlds, to all of the people. But different prophets would be sent for different nations sometime. So different prophets would be sent towards different places. Now, there are various ummas of the different prophets. And the greatest of all ummas is the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala sallam. And alhamdulillah, we should have this pride. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. We are from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The greatest of all ummah, the greatest of all ummas, the ummah, the nation of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, this ummah is the greatest. So after the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest of all the people are the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And the greatest of all the companions, firstly, the first Khalifa of Islam. Some people misunderstand this. Afdal al-Bashar ba'd al-Anbiya. Some people Muslim. This is bil-Itlaq. That he is, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is the greatest of all of the companions after the Prophet. And this, my dear viewers of Madani channel, is with no exception. There is no exception to this. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is greatest of all of the companions. And then the second Khalifa of Islam, Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab, Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. And then Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu anhu. And then my dear viewers, Hazrat Ali. This is the order of the four Khulafa. The first Khalifa, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. The second, Hazrat Umar Farooq. The third, Hazrat Uthman. The fourth, Hazrat Ali. These are the four great companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From no doubt many. Now there's a difference. You know, how many companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were there? So some state there were about, just within the Hijjatul Wada, the last Hajj, the farewell Hajj pilgrimage, 100,000 companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that was around about the peak. And no doubt many had been martyred. Many were not even present. But the scholars state there were around about 124,000 approximately. Yes, there was approximately 124,000 prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yes, around about 124,000 companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam too. But the greatest from the all, this is the order. The first Khalifa of Islam, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, is the greatest of them all. And then after Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrat Umar Farooq is the greatest. Then Hazrat Usman, then Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een. Now my dear viewers, these are the four greatest of all the companions. Who comes after these four? After these four? After these four, the greatest are the Ashara Mubashara. Those 10 individuals who were promised paradise. And then the Hasanain Kareemain, the two grandchildren of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. And this is the order given in Bahari Shariat. This is the agreed upon, you can say, order in terms of the greatness of the people. So first the Khulafa'i Rashidun, the Ashara Mubashara, the Hassanain Karimain, the Hazrat Imam Hassan, Hazrat Imam Hussein, radhiyallahu anhuma, the people of Badr. So this is the order given. Then the people of Badr, and subhanAllah, there are various virtues mentioned of various companions. This is something we must agree to, we must accept, no doubt about it. We find within various ahadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam praising Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam praising Hazrat Umar Farooq radhiyallahu anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam praising Hazrat Usman radhiyallahu anhu. Praising Hazrat Ali radhiyallahu anhu. Praising other companions, many other companions. Praising the Ahlul Bayt. Praising the great companions like Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radhiyallahu anhu. Praising great companions like Hazrat Abu Darda radhiyallahu anhu. Great companions like Hazrat Abu Dharr Ghifari radhiyallahu anhu. Great companions like Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas, and I could go, oh no, my dear viewers. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yes, praised different companions and gave different companions various titles too. Some companions were given so many titles. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Zubair ibn Awwam radhiyallahu anhu. Hazrat Talha ibn Ubaidah, how many titles was he given? And some people were given such titles and they're only known by those titles. Hazrat Abu Hurairah. Many people don't even know what their real name was. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, one thing we need to understand. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, yes, he gave various companions and he praised various companions in various different ways. But we should not misunderstand this and think that, oh, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has gave this companion this title, that must mean this companion is the greatest of them all. No, because then how does that come in harmony with the titles given to other companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Yes, Rasulullah this is one of the many beautiful characteristics of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that whichever person came to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they would feel like they are the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They would feel like Rasulullah, and no doubt he did, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam loved all of the companions. But he showed this to them too, and they understood this too, that subhanAllah, I have the closest relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Another would think, this is how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam treats me. And this is one of the many beautiful characteristics of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But there are many reasons as to why the scholars, and this is the consensus, my dear viewers, the agreement of the ummah, of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the greatest of them all was Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now today, inshallah, we shall be hearing about the greatness of the companions overall. We shall not be speaking about one particular companion, but various companions, inshallah, because the companions, and this is, first we must define what is a companion. A companion has been defined as that person, man laqiyahu, that person who has met Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the scholars, yes, they use the word laqiyah, the word met, rather than ra'a or nadara, etc. They don't just use saw. Why? Because some people were blind. They're still companions. So it's not necessarily seeing with the eyes, but meeting in, it doesn't matter which way, meeting Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam physically, because, and this is for humans, and you can say jinns too in a way, but normally or most of the time it's for humans. So my dear viewers, so there are jinns who are in a way companions, but they are not given the same, because the companions are those from humans. There's also trees. There's a tree in Jordan, if I remember correctly. Yes, it's in Jordan. And this tree, my dear viewers, is an entire desert. There's one tree from an entire desert. There's one single tree. And you think, how come you have, especially such a tree? Now, remember, there are sort of some things such as a cactus, which we find in deserts. No, this is not those type of, this is a proper tree which requires a water source. Alhamdulillah, we find this in a complete desert, there's such a tree. And it stated that this is that tree which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had sat below. Below the shade of this tree. This tree is a companion. This is what they call it. They call it a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But technically it's not really considered a Sahabi. The point I'm trying to make here is, from the humans, those who man laqiyahu, those who meet Rasulullah, the definition of a companion, those who meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but there's a condition, wa yu'minu bihi, and they believe. They were non-Muslims who also met Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They remained non-Muslims throughout their life. Does that mean they are a companion? No. Why? Because wa yu'minu bihi, they must also believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then another condition is wa mata alayhi, and they must also, when they pass away on iman too. They pass away on that iman, my dear viewers, believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the articles of faith, etc. This is a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So these are, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that the greatest of all generations is my generation, the generation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are the companions, and they have been mentioned, alhamdulillah, even throughout the glorious Quran. The companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are the greatest of all people. The greatest, this generation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the greatest of generations. And then the tabi'un, and then the atba'u tabi'in, those who, you can say the companions of the companions, which are known as the tabi'un, and then the atba'u tabi'in are those who had met the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you can say that the companions of the companions of the companions, but that's getting a bit over the top, isn't it? Nevertheless, they are known as atba'u tabi'in. My dear viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, these people, these companions, are the chosen. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is one of the titles of Rasulullah, is Mustafa. Mustafa means what? The chosen one. But these companions are also chosen, have also been chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were chosen to be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of the worlds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the alim, the all-knowing. And remember, when it comes to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no limit. Knowledge of everything, He's omniscient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge of all things, knowledge of all things, in existence, not in existence, doesn't matter, and there's no limit to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who chose the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Some people think, and this is something which I must say, some people have this wrong belief. This wrong belief that if a person who was to practice and practice and practice, he could supersede or succeed that, or the rank of, or the knowledge, or the worship, whatever it may be, of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some even go mazal as far as the prophets. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. But if he was a Madinah, inshallah, we must understand that people like Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahmallahu ta'ala, radhiyallahu anhu, you know, so many great awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tabi'un, you know, whoever they may be, they tell us that no matter how great we may become, even if you may be Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, who's known as Umar al-Thani, who's also known as a Khalifa, Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, radhiyallahu anhu, rahmallahu ta'ala, they say even in regards to him, in comparison to the dust of the animal of a single companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he cannot match him. Remember this: we can never match. We should never even think of ever be able to. Our success lies at the feet of the companions. This is what we must understand. Our success lies at the feet of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We can never ever imagine to be able to reach, never mind the the rank of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And another thing we must understand, that it doesn't matter which companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anybody who is a companion, that's it. Remember, a companion who sees, who is a companion, that is a Sahabi, who saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for a single moment, never again, he passed away. You can worship your entire life, you can never match the rank of that companion. You can be Ghawse Pak, this is Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmallahu ta'ala, this great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spending years worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can still never match that single companion. That single companion who is known as a Sahabi, he once met Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nobody can. These are the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's inshallah go to the daily reminder, and then we shall hear much more hopefully inshallah about the companions, the ashabu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's first listen to the daily reminder. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
There's a beautiful hadith I would like to share with you, which is mentioned in Shamail Tirmizi. Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiyallahu ta'ala anha reports that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would intentionally fast on Mondays and Thursdays. Alhamdulillah, it would be easy for us to fast on Mondays and Thursdays following the sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. We will have benefits of the hereafter for sure, but inshallah, benefits of this world also. Respected viewers, as far as health benefits are concerned of fasting, according to one research which is very famous in this day and age, that is known as intermittent fasting. And an approach of a 5:2 ratio of intermittent fasting explains that one has to eat 5 days and fast for 2 days, Mondays and Thursdays. Allahu Akbar. The sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, which was mentioned 1400 years ago, even today's research is proving that has its own health benefits and helps to reduce weight. We can definitely follow the sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam for the benefits of the hereafter, but inshallah we will also gain the benefits of this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to fast in other than Ramadan also following the sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. My dear viewers of Madani Shah, I would like to mention some of that. The greatest of all the companions and stated in Bahari Shariat is the Khulafai Rashidun, then the Ashara Mubashara, the Hasanayn Karimayn, followed by the Ashabi Badr, the people of the Battle of Badr. And then people of the Bi'atul Ridwan. Now, my dear viewers, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, one thing we must remember and understand is there was mutual love. There was mutual love, respect, and reverence between the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now, anything the companions did, they did for their love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any love, and this is what it is, hub, if we have any sort of love, it's for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we possess any sort of enmity, it's for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something we must remember. But the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would love one another. They would also have their jokes between them. Once it's stated as that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was walking and there was one of the children, I think Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu, who was playing. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he lifts him, he places him on his shoulders, and he says, Shabihun bin Nabi. He states that he looks like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Laysa bi Ali, something along these lines of wording is. Not like Hazrat Ali al-Murtada akramallahu wajhal kareem. You know, meaning joking is he's so beautiful like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's not like his father. Allahu Akbar. So they would have these sort of things between them too. And this is out of love. Subhanallah. And there are various statements, but one which is really striking. After a battle, and it was a ferocious, a difficult battle, there were three companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who were wounded. They were, it's not just wounded, it's severely wounded. These companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were severely wounded. Hazrat Abu Jahm ibn Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he states, after the battle I saw my very own cousin, he was wounded. And he says that he sees him in this state and he can barely speak. But what he says is water. He's asking for water. I rush to go and get some water to bring this to him. And then I bring this towards him. And then he hears there's another person also asking for water. Another person who is he's calling out for help. He's in pain. He's wounded. He turns towards the other person. The other person, you know, he also needs water. He's looking this way. He needs water. And this cousin of mine, this was Abu Jahm, radiallahu anhu states, this cousin of mine says, no, give it to him. And then he says, I rush towards the other person. Who's the other person? The other person was the brother of Amr ibn al-As. Amr ibn al-As ibn al-Wa'il, famous companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His brother, Hazrat Hisham, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And this is who he was, a great companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says that, I bring the water close to him. And then there's another person, another companion, who's asking for water. And Hazrat Hisham, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, no, we'll give it to him. And he says, I go to him, but by the time I get to him, he passes away. Allahu Akbar, they passed away. Okay, and the other two were still there. He goes back towards Hazrat Hisham. Hazrat Hisham radiallahu anhu has also passed away. He goes back to his very own cousin. His own cousin passed away too. What does this show? This, really, my dear viewers of Madinah Shalom, is the epitome. This, my dear viewers of Madinah Shalom, is the peak. The peak. But this is what? Selflessness manifests. Honestly. This is complete selflessness. There's one thing being selfish. A person just thinks about himself. Always, everything, me, it's I, me. Another is a person who's completely selfless. Not me, okay, help another. This person, he knew, they truly knew how he was. That, you know, I could possibly die right now. I'm in pain. I'm bleeding. I'm wounded. I can possibly die. Okay, I need water. That's the only thing he's saying. He's asking for water. You know, the person brings water. He hears another person. He knows this is another Islamic brother. He knows this is another companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he's ready. He's ready to sacrifice that which he needs so much. The water is ready to sacrifice it for his brother. Now remember, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the companions are the greatest. Are the greatest. We have been told that the companions, the ashabi, there's various narrations mentioned about the sahaba being the greatest of generations. And there's a reason, no doubt, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is a knower of what al-ghayb, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a knower of the unseen. He has been given this knowledge by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he praises the companions. He states that they are the best of the generations. How can anybody else ever point a finger towards them? Allahu Akbar. How can anyone ever point a finger towards them? And my dear viewers, from amongst all of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we only know of a very few. So we did say that there's either 114,000 roundabout companions, 124,000 companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But from amongst his companions, how much we are aware of, how much we know of, there are many views of Allah around about 7,000 or so. And this we have various books of Asma or Rijal, as they are known as, books of Rijal, where we have Ahadith Sharif, and the Ahadith Sharif comes with the chain of transmission. So those people who have narrated these, there are books, there are biographies based on those individuals. And then there are some books which are solely for the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Yes, which mentions the companions. MashaAllah, there are various books, alhamdulillah. But one thing we must understand is that the companions have been praised within the glorious Qur'an. The companions have been praised within the glorious Qur'an. Inshallah, I have a few verses in front of me which I wish to recite. It stated, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّ لَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ. And the translation from Kanz al-Iman is that أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّ, only these are true Muslims. لَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ, for them are ranks with their Lord. وَمَغْفِرَةٌ, and is forgiveness. وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ, and honorable sustenance. SubhanAllah, the true believers are the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's also stated, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرُضُوا عَنْهُ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي تَحْتَهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. The translation from Kanz al-Iman is, Allah is pleased with them. In the glorious Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us, Allah is pleased with them. Who is being addressed here? Who is this referring to? This is referring to the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The muhajirun, the ansar, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ, and those who have followed them بِإِحْسَان. رَضِ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, or is, the translation is, Allah is pleased with them. And then it says, وَرُضُوا عَنْهُ, and they are pleased with him. Stated within the glorious Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them. How can we ever have any grudge against any of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? No. Anybody who has any sort of grudge, they have a problem with their aqeedah. They have a problem in their faith. Their faith is defective. Their faith is not complete. Remember, we must love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we must love the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had loved those, and this is every single companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within the glorious Quran is stated, and he has kept ready for them gardens beneath which rivers flow, meaning they are all jannati. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa a'adda lahum, and he has kept ready, is the translation given here, and he has kept ready for them what? Jannat, gardens beneath which rivers flow. Khalidina fiha abada. So the translation here, Allah has said, beautiful, to abide in it forever and ever. What does that mean? That they shall be within there and they shall remain within there forever and ever, and you can add as many as you wish. This is the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ, and this is the great success. My viewers of Madani Channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within the glorious Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, and these are just a few verses, honestly there are many verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that he is pleased with them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that he has prepared for them what? Jannah. That they have been prepared for them are gardens. Prepared for them. They, and this is why we say, alhamdulillah, that the companions, the Ashab al-Nabi, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they are what? Jannati. They are Jannati, my dear viewers. And we say, Har Sahabi ye Nabi. This is what Amir al-Sunnah Dawud al-Barakatum al-Ali has told us. That every single companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are no exceptions to this. There are no exceptions to this. Every single companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Jannati. He is destined for Jannah. Every one of them in a way have been, what? They have been promised. They have been promised Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them. They have been promised Jannah. Allahu Akbar. They are the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The views of Allah inshallah, the companion. And this is something we must act upon, something we must do, is we must teach our children, we must teach our youngsters, we must teach our youngsters about the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We must teach them. We must tell them and always mention this to them. Every companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatness of them, and every companion is a jannati. How great the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were. Ooh, they were the best of people. They were the greatest of people. They were brilliant examples. They loved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were ready to give their lives for the deen, for the religion. And we should regularly mention this. We should regularly say this. We should regularly say this to them. And also regularly talk to them about the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you was, let's move to the daily hadith sharif, inshallah, and then we shall continue. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
In Sahihain, both Bukhari and Muslim, Sayyiduna Hudhaifa radiyallahu ta'ala and narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in the previous era, there was a person whose soul was about to be extracted from his body. The angel arrived and it was said to that person, do you remember doing anything good? He said, I don't recall doing any good deed. And it was said to him, ponder, reflect, and then mention it again. And he says, I don't recall anything except one thing. In the world, when I would do transactions with people and I would show good conduct towards them, even if a wealthy person came to me and he requested for some time, respite, I would give him respite. A wealthy person. And as for the person who was financially constrained, he wasn't wealthy, he was already suffering, I would pardon him, I would forgive him. SubhanAllah, what's the reward of this? The narration mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted that person admittance to paradise. He gained entry to paradise. Why? Whenever he would do transactions in the world, he would show good conduct towards people. Even if a wealthy person came to him and asked for some time, requested some time, respite, he would give him respite. And as for the person who was financially struggling and there was bazaahir, apparently no means for him to pay it back, he would forgive that. He would pardon him. And because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entered him into Jannah. And this particular narration in Sahih Muslim, the wordings towards the end are that Allah Ta'ala said, SubhanAllah, Allah Ta'ala said that I am more rightful of forgiving. Meaning that person said he would forgive the loan, the debt of the financially constrained person. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said, I am more rightful of forgiving. O angels, pardon this person of mine. Pardon this slave of mine. SubhanAllah, these are the things that we should be thinking about. In this particular situation, if we're in this situation where we're owed money and we should look at the person, if he's financially constrained, if he cannot give it back, then if Allah has blessed us and we are prosperous, we are wealthy, we're affluent, then look at the reward. Even if you were to forgive that debt, forgive the amount that he has given you, you will not suffer loss. Why? Because Allah will grant you forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you entry into paradise. SubhanAllah. And there are many people out there. MashaAllah, Allah has blessed them. Yet, if someone owes them £1,000, £2,000, they will make his life living hell, as they say. They would make it very difficult for him. And these are people who should learn from Islamic teaching.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah, was the daily hadith. My name was Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam orders us, akrimu as-sahabi. He orders us to respect, revere and honor his companions. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has ordered. He says as-sahabi, he says my companions. That's all of the companions and no exceptions, no. You must respect and honor every single companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For indeed, they are the greatest amongst all of you. The companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are the greatest amongst all of the people. So we must respect and honor them. Now, there are some particular companions about whom Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentions by names, he prays them. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu, he states, is the most soft-hearted and kind person of my ummah. Allahu Akbar. He says, Umar ibn Khattab radhiyallahu an is the best. Remember, radhiyallahu an, I am saying. These are not the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is obviously a translation. Umar ibn Khattab radhiyallahu an is the best and the most just in my ummah. Allahu Akbar. The most just in my ummah. That's very, very important, that is. Hazrat Uthman ibn Affan radhiyallahu an is the most modest and revered person of my ummah. He says Hazrat Ali ibn Abi Talib radhiyallahu an is the wisest and bravest person of my ummah, the most brave of my ummah. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radhiyallahu ta'ala an is the most pious and trustworthy person of my ummah. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Abu Dharr, Hazrat Abu Dharr Ghifari radhiyallahu an, is the most ascetic, meaning that person is who would turn away from the world. Hazrat Abu Dharr Ghifari radhiyallahu an, who is quite famous for this, many people, he would even consider it impermissible for you to accumulate wealth for about more than 3 days. He was ascetic, let's just say. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that Abu Dharr is the most ascetic and truthful person of this ummah. Hazrat Abu Darda radhiyallahu an is the biggest or the greatest worshipper, devout worshipper and most pious person of my ummah. Hazrat Abu Darda. And he also states, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, and Muawiyah ibn Sufyan, meaning the great Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radhiyallahu an, the first king of Islam, the great companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the scribe of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radhiyallahu an is the most forbearing and generous person of my ummah. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is praising the companion. He further states, he says, I am the first one to enter paradise amongst the people, amongst the Arabs. Then he says, Hazrat Salman Farsi radhiyallahu an will be the first one to enter paradise from amongst the Persian people, amongst the people of Persia. Hazrat Suhaib radhiyallahu an is the first one, or shall be the first one to enter paradise from amongst the people of Rome, amongst the Romans. Hazrat Bilal radhiyallahu an is the first one shall be to enter paradise amongst the people of Abyssinia. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam states, this is all in Kanzul Ummal, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam states, all my companions are revered and beloved to me. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, all of my companions are beloved to me, even if they be a dark-skinned slave. It doesn't matter who it is, they are all beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And remember, this is another thing we must understand, that there's no difference amongst the people due to the color of a person's skin. Now, this does not mean that just because this person's skin is this color, then they are greater than another person. No. No white person is greater than a black. No black person is greater than a white. due to their skin color. Remember this. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us this. But what makes one person greater than another? What makes one person greater than another is their taqwa, their fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their piety. This is what makes one person greater than another person. It's not a person's skin color. It's not a person's blood, nor my viewers. Now, every single companion, it does not matter about the color of their skin. Every single companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and for us they are guides. We have a Quranic wonder. Let's go to that segment, inshallah, and then we shall conclude. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Let's talk about a very unique story that has been mentioned in the Quran. You maybe know this story. This story is about a cow, the most expensive cow in the world. What is the story? Let's listen. The story is that there was a very pious person in Bani Israel who had a young son. He had a single calf only in his property. Just before his death, that pious person took the calf to the jungle and left it by a bush, saying, O Allah Azza wa Jal, I leave this calf under your protection until my son reaches puberty. After this, the pious person died and the calf grew to a cow. With the passage of time, and his son grew up to be a righteous man who was very obedient to his mother. He had divided his night into three parts. He used to sleep in one part, worship in the second part, and serve his mother in the third part. Also, he used to travel to the jungle every day in the morning to fetch wood, which he used to sell. He used to do sadaqah, charity, of one third of his earnings, spend one third on his personal needs, and give one third to his mother. One day, the mother said to her son, O my beloved son, your father left a calf for your inheritance that he had left near such and such a bush under the protection of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now go to that bush and supplicate in this way. O Rabb of Sayyiduna Ibrahim, Ismail and Ishaq alayhimu salatu wa salam, return me the thing my father gave under your protection. She further said that the calf was yellow colored and its skin would be glistening in such a way as though the rays of the sun are emitting from it. Hearing this, the boy went to the jungle and supplicated by that bush. All of a sudden, the cow came to him running and stood by him. He brought it home. His mother said, My son, go to the market and sell the cow for 3 dinars, but do not sell it to any buyer without consulting me. In those days, the usual cost of a cow was about 3 dinars. A buyer came in the market who in reality was an angel. In fact, the angel said, I will pay you more than 3 dinars on a condition that you sell me the cow without consulting your mother. The boy replied, No matter how much you offer me, I will not sell the cow without consulting my mother. Reaching home, the boy related the whole event to his mother. She said, Perhaps the buyer was an angel. Therefore, O my son, consult him whether we should sell the cow or not. Thus, when the boy consulted with the buyer in the market, he advised not to sell the cow. He said that in future, the people of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam will come to buy the cow. He further advised to demand the price equivalent to the amount of gold that can be filled in the hide of the cow. They will pay the price he wishes. Therefore, after a few days, a very rich person from Bani Israel named Amir was killed by his two paternal cousins, and they threw his body in a desolate place. The next morning, the search for the murderers began. After getting no trace, people went to Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and asked about the murderer. He, alayhi salatu wasalam, ordered them to slaughter a cow and strike the dead body with its tongue or the bone of the tail, and the murdered Amil will resurrect and tell you the name of his killer. Hearing this, Bani Israel raised questions and arguments about the age, the color of the cow. When they finally understood the type of the cow that was required, they began the search for it. When they reached the cow of that boy, they realized that this was exactly the same cow that they are looking for. Therefore, they paid its price equivalent to gold filled in its hide and slaughtered the cow. Then they hit the corpse with the tongue or bone of the tail, and the dead person, Amil, came back to life. He said that his killers were the two sons of his uncle who killed him due to greed of his wealth. After telling this, he died again. Therefore, both of the killers were killed in return, and the child of the pious person who was very obedient to his mother became very rich by getting lots of wealth. Subhanallah. What a beautiful story. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Many times, you know, you thought to yourself, you know, what does Baqarah mean? And why did Allah Azza wa Jal reveal this story of the cow inside the glorious Quran? Now you know why. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Those who are listening, make sure that you are obedient to your parents. Make sure that you are obedient to your Rabb Azza wa Jal. And make sure you give plenty in charity. Because if we are pious ourselves, inshallah Azza wa Jal, in return, our children will be pious as well. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers, today we spoke a little about the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, there are books and books written, one brilliant one is that written by Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiallahu anhu. Subhanallah, the various, mashallah, people have written books on the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is jannati wa musallam, and they are our guides. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, Ashabi kan nujum, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are like stars. And many times this is what would take place. What would happen is for people to find guidance, they would follow the stars. Sometimes in terms of direction, they would stay, follow these stars to get to such and such place. Then we would know, even in the ocean especially, people would sail in the oceans, on ships, on boats, in the middle of the ocean. And they don't have any device to be able to take them to a particular place. Nowadays, you know, they are, but previously, what would they do? They would use stars to guide them. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam states that my companions are like stars. فَبِأَيِّهِمْ اِقْتَدَيْتُمْ اِهْتَدَيْتُمْ. Now, this ayyi, this word, فَبِأَيِّهِمْ, whichever of them, this is whichever, it could be any of them, any of the companions, all of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whichever one you follow, فَبِأَيِّهِمْ اِقْتَدَيْتُمْ, whichever one of them you follow, اِهْتَدَيْتُمْ, they shall guide you. The companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they shall guide you. I'm going to give you some of the inshallah. Guide. What is a guide? A person who brings another person on the straight path. So imagine the state of that person who's considered a guide. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam considers them to be a guide. They have spent time. They have heard the blessed words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They have seen the blessed actions, characteristics, the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They have spent time with the greatest of all people, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They have fought side by side with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They have laid their lives at the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many times they use themselves as a shield before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, taking all the wounds. Hazrat Talha radhiallahu anhu, 70 or so wounds he suffered He had, you know, arrows pointing up out of this is how many arrows he had within him. What to shield, to protect Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These were the companions. Allahu Akbar. These were the companions. They are the greatest of all people after the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My review was, that leaves us for today. Do not forget, perform good actions, as many as possible. And one of those that you can perform is by reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And try to make this a habit of yours, inshallah, as well as this. Please do not forget, today we spoke a little, yes, a very, very small amount about the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Every single companion, we can never match the companions. And there are many ahadith, if you could read, you know, ahadith after ahadith, hadith upon hadith about the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. But my dear viewers, please do remember that every companion, it doesn't matter which companion, yes, there were some companions who, okay, before they accepted Islam, many things happened. There were many companions like this. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. You know, there were so many companions. He was one of them. There were various other ones too, who initially, they did not have understanding. But then when they came towards Islam and when they embraced Islam, all of the previous sins were forgiven. Their slate was wiped clean. So it doesn't matter what they did before they embraced Islam. Allahu Akbar. But the companions, every single companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we must love. Every single companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we must honor. My dear viewers, why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves them. They love Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loves them. And my dear viewers, we need to teach our youngsters, teach our children about the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.